just, I don't care where you're from, that's just top shelf singing all the way around. All these boys and girls and all these specials and everything that we've got. I'm going to tell you, all you heard this morning, that's raised on hard Bible preaching. That's where that's at right there. I was thinking about how good God's been, how good not only has He been, but is and going to be when He takes us out of this world that we're living in, and all of that. Last time I saw these sister-in-laws of mine, it was at a funeral. I sat by his son-in-law, and all that, and he like got me in trouble cutting up laughing. I just like him, you know. I do. And what he said, well, I just said, he said, you know the preacher? I said, no, but if he says anything at all that has any substance, I'm probably going to be pass out, you know. When it was over, he said, I see what you mean. When we went by, the preacher wanted to know if my wife was Shirley, because, you know, you had introduced them years ago, and I said, no. No, she is not. And I said, she went out the other way to keep from shaking hands with you. So, and all that. And but, you know, hey, I was just kidding about that, kind of. But I kind of wish I'd went out that way, too. So, anyhow, all right, it's good to have you. Thanks for coming. I'm glad you're here this morning in this service here. Take your Bible, if you will, to the book of Psalms, chapter 118. Psalms 118, one verse that we're going to look at. Psalms 118, if you're able to stand, then do so. And the Bible said, when you begin to look into it, in verse number 24, all right, this is the day which the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, Father, bless your word to every heart. We do thank you for it, how good it is to be once again back here in the house of God. And we do want to thank you for this day. And this day, Lord, that you're talking about, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not only being born, but growing up and going to the cross of Calvary, giving his life for the sins of this world. And Lord, we thank you for salvation, that it's free and that it's for everyone that it will receive it, and for everlasting to those that do. Now bless, I pray, the remainder of this service in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, and be seated. Now I want to preach another little aspect on this is the day. When you read the context, let me tell you, there's 365 days in a year, and yet God singles out one particular one that he's got his eye on, and he said, this is the day. I want to tell you, it's a day the Lord hath made. And let me say to you that, if you will, that the Lord Jesus Christ is no doubt in view here. And let me tell you, you've either rejected or you've received him in the free pardon of sin. Now, if you reject him and die without the Lord, you'll spend eternity without God and without hope and a place called hell, the bottomless pit, the lake of fire, where the worm never dies and the fires never quench. But I want to say to you, this is the day the Lord hath made. This is the work of God we're talking about. This is the Lord's doing that we're talking about. And we're talking about the first day of the week. Do you know that's the resurrected day? Did you know verse 27 talks about that God is the Lord? Did you know that, realize to know that in verse 28 he said, thou art my God. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in him. Now, I know that sometimes, because we're weak in the flesh and this and that, you wake up on a Sunday morning and you think, oh my word, is it already Sunday? And you wouldn't have felt like that if you hadn't grabbed for all the gusto you could get on Saturday night. Man, I'm going to have to get home, get into bed. I feel like already I'm not going to be in church on Sunday morning. And so as you look into this Bible, you find out is that it's not a time that we're to remorse. It's a time to rejoice. I got to tell you right now, I don't know about you, but it does my heart good to see my wife, my children, my grandchildren, my son-in-laws, my in-laws. And of course, you only got one daughter-in-law, and she's a favorite one of the whole bunch. And let me say to you that it does my heart good to be able to get down to the house of God. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And I realize to know that the spirit many times is willing and the flesh is weak. And I don't know what your past has been. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care how bad it may have been and how blotched up that it may have been. Your future can be white as snow in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm glad God's in the forgiving business. Do you realize, though, know, that whenever you begin to look into that, you find is that the Bible said, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we'll be glad in it. I got to say to you, Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Whenever you come there to the house of God, you ought to look for, because you're going to get a blessing. Look in verse 26. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. I'll tell you, if you can come down to the house of God and you can't get a blessing, if you hadn't already had a blessing, you got a dead cell in your battery. And let me say to you, you need something fixed. This Bible said it's at the house of God we took a stand. It's at the house of God we've learned about him. It's a house of God that, buddy, the Bible said that is the gate to heaven over in the book of Genesis. Next time one of you kin folks that don't know anything about the Bible and scared to death of God, and they tell you, well, you know, I just don't believe you have to go to church in order to be saved. The Bible said over in the book of Genesis, chapter number 28, and I forget about verse 7 or 8 or 10, somewhere along in there, but the house of God's the gate to heaven. Do you know if you're not in the house of God, you're not even in the gate? And somebody said, is Jesus the gate? No, he's the door. But if you don't get into the gate, you're never going to be able to come in contact with the door. In the lesson that we're looking at, let me tell you, I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be a part of the family of God. Now, I don't have but a little bit of time. You know, don't take these kids long once they get saved, you know, and learn how to sing, this and that. And Nathan, he leaned over and said, I hope you have a short one this morning. Now, he was just funning about that, you know, kind of. I want to say to you that, if you will, that it's never long. It's never long. Now, I can have a preacher or two that I know that about an hour and a half, they'll go to making their clothes. Nuh-uh. Not having that. I want to say that, if you will, that I'm glad that I'm a part of the family of God. We can sing together, pray together, praise the name of the Lord together. You know, we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus, if so be that you're born again. Now, there's about three or four things that whenever I look, this is the day. Did you know, if you read over in Genesis 5, don't turn there, but this is the book. And it talk about the descent from Adam, where we came from. And I want to tell you something, here's the book, friend. And if you know what the right day is, you got that and learned it from the book. Whether you read it yourself or whatever it is, this is the book. In Leviticus 7, the Bible said this is the anointing. And you know the reason why the average Baptist church is deader than 10 o'clock? They don't have any touch that comes from God on it. I'm glad that when I got saved, that God saved my soul and snatched me as a brand from the burning. If I had to listen to what's going on in this country in the average religious institute, if I had to listen to that, I'd have been an atheist. The average preacher on television, dead as a hammer. I don't know about you, but like he sings, the young man here that wants me to cut it short. I was born in the fire and the smoke won't do. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad my wife, you know, at 70 years old, you know she's still a good kisser. I don't want to be any less preacher than my wife is a kisser. It gets me all excited. Of course, all we can do is remember and sing precious memories, but it's good to have something to remember. 70 years old, let me tell you, old hot lips there can really... Come on now, give me a little bit of. No. Out of all them years, she's perfected that kiss. I'm not wasting it now. In this lesson that we're looking at, let me tell you right now, is we're talking about have some excitement, have some feeling, have some emotion, have some exaltation when we come to the house of God. If you read over in Leviticus 6, you'd find he said this is the offering. You know, there's only one offering God will accept. and it's a perfect offering. His name's the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." I mean, that's the offering. And then I want to say to you, this is the day. The resurrection day is the first day of the week. Listen, do you realize and know what God is trying to tell you? You're not ever going to start out a week better than starting out in the house of God with the family of God, listening to the preaching of the word of the Lord and praising the name of God together. Now, I want to tell you something, is that when we bow our heads and we pray and talk to the Lord, it's not just in an emergency, and though that happens, but we're glad that we can exalt and magnify Him every day of our life. I got up this morning, and my heart, every time I look at the news, my heart bleeds for those people, and that America's doing nothing and going to let that man, if God doesn't intervene, get killed over there and let a communist-minded madman take that country over. So I'm not just concerned about you and I that are here in the lap of luxury. I'm concerned about people that are being devastated, ruined, and killed in a country of democracy. I'm saddened at what's going on. But I want to tell you, I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." I don't know about you, but hey, when we come down here and I say, "I want you to pray for so-and-so," I'm expecting you to pray for them. I know you're expecting me to pray for them. I'm glad that you and I can present our petitions and lay them out before the throne of grace, and that God can't do anything but right, whatever that is, it'll be right. I wonder here this morning, are you glad to be in God's house? And if so be that it is, then I hope you'll rejoice and tell somebody what a blessing they've been to you already here this morning. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. And as we get ready to close in prayer, and we'll ask the blessing, Brother David, dismiss us.